In this episode of the Monday Christian series, Sib Sibanda interviews the disarmingly honest Pumeza Kwashu. As a town planner with over 19 years' experience in the public and private sectors, she offers hands-on commentary on the redemptive role that town planning can play. Believing that it is the walk that matters, not the talk, she advises entrepreneurs on overcoming roadblocks to planning permissions and brings hope by unlocking opportunities for progress.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
Hello and welcome to the Monday Christian. I'm excited today to be joined by Pumeza Kwashu, who is the founder and MD at Asif Town Planners, based right here in Cape Town. Pumeza, thank you for joining us. Great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, Sif. Thank you for having me this afternoon. I'm also excited and looking forward to our conversation.
Today, we're going to be exploring the subject of Christian hope in the context of work and, in your case, town planning. But before we launch into all of that, why don't you take time to just tell our audience about a bit about yourself and your professional journey.
Thank you, Sibs. Pumeza is a town planner by profession. I studied town planning from a diploma to honors and to master's level. I am currently based in Brackenfell, where we do town planning consulting. I've worked in different municipalities for over 19 years. Through that, I've worked also at provincial level, and also my last employment was with Eskom. So after a couple of years working in these different places, I decided to then open up my own company. So I'm the founder of Asif Town Planners.
And as things would have it, you started that firm just before COVID hit. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So it's been a little bit of a challenge.
Yes, it has. So I was thinking the other day, if someone had told me that 2019 or the past 2 years will have lockdown, I don't think I would have. But I must say that I thank God for that opportunity and for him, that the other things doesn't reveal to us. Because, I mean, I took that opportunity to start my own company. And, I mean, I've seen him holding my hand and being faithful to me for the past 2 years.
I'm sure many business people would testify to that, that if God showed us some of the things that we were going to face, I think we'd all just stay in bed.
Yes, definitely.
So I just want to start with maybe something that's an elephant in the room. Just given the history of South Africa with respect to town planning has been used historically in the apartheid era as a tool for subjugation. And so in that context, a tool to take away people's hope. And so as you think about town planning, do you see a redemptive role for yourself and other Christians working in this space where town planning can be an avenue that God uses to bring hope to people?
Yes, definitely. There is a redemptive role for us as a town planners to play a big role in terms of changing what has happened in the past. So yes, it has been used as a tool to a certain extent to segregate certain people. But with over the years, I mean, it has changing. And like now as an individual, as I've mentioned that I'm a town planning consultant, I deal with individuals. I bring hope to individuals. Like, for instance, I deal mostly with people that are located far away from business areas. And I mean, also in townships. And with that, what I do with them is what I've also noticed now is that most people, they now realize the importance of properties, the value that their properties bring. And so what they're doing now is that they're now coming forth and submitting application either for a second dwelling or to put in flats or to have businesses, so which is what I do. And I mean, even if someone that is far away and I want to do a certain business, which is where I come in, I try to help and bring hope to them.
I think hope has different facets, and we're going to explore ultimate Christian hope towards the end. But there are other good things that we can hope for. And so in the context of business, for example, one can have the hope to educate one's kids through starting a business and generating income and so on. So we do have those hopes, which are good as well. So the space you're playing in is dealing with business people who are trying to maybe realize some of those hopes that perhaps they may not have had opportunity to before, and you're meeting them at that point. Can you perhaps share a story or two where you've seen that coming to fruition, where you've been able to be an agent of hope in that circumstance?
The basics of my business is that I help people. If you want to do any use or you want to have a business in your property, that's where I come in, because what I do is I submit your application on your behalf to the municipality. But obviously you get people that, for instance, they can't do certain things. You have a property and you want to put in a business. You can't just do that if it's in a residential area. You need to apply. So what I do is that I help you to do that. I mean, I've got clients, a couple of them. That's just the other one I'm thinking now recently. I had to help someone that bought a property. And I think someone told me that you can have a business, but in actual fact, he couldn't have a business. In fact, he had the right to operate a creche. So he wanted to operate a restaurant and to have shops and to have flats, and he couldn't do that. And so he started to that process, and obviously because he had no plans to do that, and the municipality stopped him. So I've been with him on this journey for like 6 months. So I had to help him to rectify that, to submit an application to the municipality. And at one point he was thinking that his application not even be approved, because he had also had objections from the neighbor. So what I did is that I went him and advised him what's the best way that he can now go forward and how to put the business and how many flats that he can even put on his property. We even scale down the business and even make changes. And I can tell you now, after 6 months, his application was approved. He's now started running his businesses. And in fact, a portion of it, because there's another one that was not approved. So I had to advise him that maybe if you face the development and then so that at least it can get approved. But he's now a happy man because his business is now running.
That's exciting, Tien. We love hearing stories like that, because obviously business is difficult at the best of times. And especially, I guess, for people who just don't know. And they always say in business, you don't know what you don't know. And so sometimes you can go ahead and try and do something, and when you're quite far down the road, realize that actually you've done the wrong thing. And you need to maybe retrace your steps and so on. But you're in that position where God can use you, where perhaps hope has been snuffed out. God can use you to resurrect some of that hope and some of the things that people are looking to accomplish in business. Is that correct?
Definitely, that is true. I mean, I've had clients that come to me. Some of them, they don't even know how to move forward. I mean, just the other day, I got a call from guys that are in Somerset. There were about plus or minus 36 of them, creche, the guys that wanted to operate creche, and they didn't have permission. And almost you speak to that one and that one speaks to another, and they tell, no, you can't, you will never operate that business. So what I did, I told them that they must just come together and then I'll go and address them. Then I told them that you can, you must just do certain things, of which I ran through them with that. But also on my side as well, and I mean, as a business person, you deal with certain things. And I mean, I just mentioned that we're coming out of COVID now. The business is better. But I mean, even the nature of business every day, because you get clients today and you don't get clients tomorrow. So I mean, God has helped me out of this chain now to draw strength from him. And I mean, with the knowledge of knowing that he is Christ himself, he died for us and he's coming. So that's what gives me hope every day.
Yes, because that was going to be my next question, is that, like you said, you're not only helping people in business, but you yourself are actually running a town planning business. Yeah. And that must come with many challenges. I'm sure there's times where you're trying to help your clients and there's maybe delays or roadblocks in the way, and you can't achieve what you perhaps are trying to achieve for your clients. But also, as you mentioned, when you launched your business, COVID was right around the corner. And so there must have been difficult times where you perhaps felt hopeless yourself. Do you recall some of those days?
Of course. How can I forget those wonderful days? This journey, this past 2 years, has taught me a lot in terms of depending on God, solely on him. And I think that's what he wants us as a Christians, that we depend upon him, solely on him. And he's taught me that I'm still a journey. I'm going ahead. I mean, even now, I've got days that you've got a lot of clients and then boom, business is quiet. But with that, I mean, I was sharing with someone that, I mean, type of person that gets agitated when I want to do things. But he has taught me how to be humble and how to depend on him solely.
So for the business people listening in, every business person goes through there's the ebb and flow of business. There's times when things are working out, at times where we perhaps lose hope. From your experience, your journey, what would you say to people like that in terms of what's worked for you, in terms of how you remain hopeful? And what can you share with our listeners to perhaps encourage them or give them some sort of help where perhaps they're feeling hopeless?
Okay, for me, I think it's just number one is accepting Jesus Christ in my life and knowing that he came and indwell in me. I mean, that's what they say in the Bible, that he comes and indwell in us. So I think every day I woke up with that knowledge and knowing that he is with me. And he gave us wisdom abundantly. So when I woke up every day, I pray and I ask him that to give me wisdom and to help me for that day. That's where I draw my strength from. And I mean, just basically to know that whatever I do, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing to glorify him. On top of that is with the knowledge that I don't conform to the standard of this world. Mm. I mean, I conform to his standard. One day I know that for a fact that I'm going to be with him. So that's what gives me strength every day to know that I have Christ who died and resurrected, and one day I'm going to see him.
Yeah, let's talk about that day, because ultimately, as you know, Christian hope is not earthed here. It's not rooted in having a successful business. Yeah. It's not rooted in having lots of money. Mm-hmm. It's not rooted in everything working out. Ultimately, Christian hope is rooted in truth of scripture, in that Christ who came is coming again to consummate human history and make all things new, as the Bible teaches us. So can you share with us, how does that perspective, that certainty, that conviction of that ultimate hope that we have in him and his return, how does that affect or influence the way you think about your work day to day?
I think first of all is that knowledge, number one, he has positioned me now to be a tumbler in Brackenfell for his purpose. He's drawing people around me to glorify his name. I think that's number one. And then secondly is the hope that one day that I'm going to see him, that whatever I'm doing on this earth, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for him. And so if I'm meeting a client and I'm talking to a client, I'm speaking to that client, and even if I don't have to say it, so what I utter in my words and what I do in the advices that I'm going to give, that I must be ethical as I can, knowing that I have God who's my CEO, I have God who's my manager, the person that I report to. The type of work that I'm working for, I have to make decisions every day. And so those decisions, they have an impact financially on the person that I'm dealing with. And they have impact even in future of the person that I'm dealing with. So I need to be honest as much as, and I can't do that if I don't have Christ in me. And I don't have that knowledge, and that curtain is not open clear on my, that whatever I'm doing, I'm not, it's not for me, it's not my purpose. I'm doing that to serve God. And that gives me hope every day.
That's so good. And so what I'm hearing as well is that your ultimate hope in Christ's return, your belief in that, your conviction in that, has an impact on the way you do your work, which in turn helps to bring hope to other people, the people that you work for, that you work with, that you work around. What else would you say are practical ways that Christians in the workplace, in business, can be agents of hope?
I mean, if you can think about it now, a lot of people, you go out, you speak to someone and you ask, and they will tell you, I'm a Christian, and you can't say anything. Yeah. And to a certain extent, that sort of blocks you, because you can't even say, even if you ask, you want someone to get saved, they will even say, no, I go to church, number one, and I'm a Christian. Yeah. To what has been revealed to me in the recent years is how we walk. And I mean, this thing, you don't even need to talk a lot. I've been in meetings with business clients, and some don't even know how did it come out of my mouth. I'm like, I will pray for this, that municipality approve it. Or sometimes it's how I talk and try to encourage. I mean, I had a client now, I didn't even know, by the way, that she was sick. And then we started talking, and then I could hear that she's not well. And then she started telling me that she had cancer. Then now the conversation also tried to change, because I mean, I had to speak to counselor, because talking now in a meeting. And then, I mean, afterwards we became friends. And I'm interested from being clients, and I have plenty. And sometimes I've got people that I don't even say, I don't even need utter, but it's how we present, and it's how we talk, and even the advices that you give for the client. And I've got clients that come back to me and say that, thank you for being honest with me. Because sometimes you coming to me, the type of business that I do is that if you coming and you tell them that I've got this land and I need to develop this, I can just say that, okay, pay me so much money, I'll submit, this will be approved. Yeah. But if you coming to me and I know that this won't be approved, I tell you the truth from the beginning that sometimes I've lost business, by the way, for that, but I'm not worried about that, because I know that whatever I do, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing for the Lord. I've got someone that I am accountable to. So I tell you the truth that this application is not going to be approved. So how about we do this and that? And then client, then we do that. But it's a nice journey. I mean, I'm learning to work with the God and I'm learning to learn his ways. Well, that's what he wants. He wants his character out of us. And that you are in a business or wherever you are, that character must show in us.
That's so encouraging. And I'll give you a moment to think about any final word of encouragement you'd like to give to business people. So I'll come to that. But just as you think about that, I was thinking about your industry and your work in view of Christ's return, where he says, I'll make everything new and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
Yeah.
And so there's also that hope where even where right now we are limited in the good that we can do through our work, that the day is coming when there will be perfect spatial planning, as it were, where some of your unrealized hopes on this earth through town planning actually will be far exceeded in the new heavens and the new earth. And so that's, I think, something as well that can give us hope in our day-to-day work. But before we close off then, any final encouragements or thoughts that you'd love to leave with our listeners?
So I think business generally, the nature of it, you are faced with a lot of things and the decision. And some of those things that you find yourself, it's unethical. So it's decisions that you must make. It's beautiful of working with God is that you are honest. And when you are honest, you know that you're not doing that for yourself. So for someone out there, I mean, who's got a business that Christ asked us to carry his cross. And I mean, that cross is not an easy cross and you're going to be faced with things. But if you are honest and you are working with Jenny and with the knowledge and the hope that he has resurrected and one day we're going to see him, it becomes so easy. Every day of your life, you ask him for wisdom. You ask him to help you. If you must make a decision, you ask him to help you.
Pumeza, thank you so much for your time and for spreading hope today with me and with our listeners. And I trust that God will continue to bless you as you bring hope to other people who are really trying to do what God has called them to do in the world of work and of business.
Thank you. Thank you, Sips.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us. This episode of Reframed was brought to you by Ziwani, a community of business leaders who partner together to live out their kingdom calling in the marketplace within Africa. Ziwani is a Mergon initiative. To know more about us, visit our website at ziwani.com. That's ZIWANI.com.